Ross, do you, because you've got some young players in the team, do you look at the fact that it's an away game, does that come into your selection process at all? Because young players can struggle on the
road. I think historically you're right, but the position we're in, and look, and in actual fact, with the injuries that have occurred, like with Hill and Bernal, Ballantyne, which is a bit of our experience, really Alex Pearce, Zach Clark, the list goes on. Fundamentally, we're mostly young players. So we took the young group to Melbourne. I think we had 10 under 30 games to Melbourne to play Melbourne at MCG, and we got the chocolate. So it's not... we're not really in a position to have that luxury to make all those calls. We've just got to play people that are playing. We aim to keep integrity of selection. We feel we've been doing that quite well. And some of our other younger players are just coming back from injury, like Taylan Demann and Luke Ryan had some significant injuries. So they've just got a couple under their belt. So we have got some limited selection options underneath. But, you know, we're relatively healthy who played on the weekend. You know, obviously some bruises and bits and pieces, but we think we can work our way through that. So we mightn't have to make a decision. We might be able to just roll on.
Mundy looks sore.
Yeah, but he'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, he had a clash of legs. So, yeah, but he come back on. His last quarter was really strong. So that was pleasing. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Ross, what did you make of Michael Walker's game at that time in the midfield? How did you find that?
Told you he'd stun the midfield, eh? Yeah, no, it was a stroke of genius, wasn't it? He played quite well. Like most of us, once we got organised, our second half was a lot better. Look, he had a lot of ground balls. He kept it simple. I thought his pressure was back to its very best, and it seems to go hand in hand. And even though he didn't play... kick goals, he certainly set up a lot of goals and played quite well. So again, he was happy, we were happy, and it was a step in the right direction.
Do you persist with that again this week then?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
He looked like he was starting to get a little bit frustrated forward because he operates in confined space and often is nearly able to do something, gets mown down or something like that.
Yeah. And I think if you look at us without... You know, Brady Gray's still building his reputation and Harley Ballack's still building a reputation. So, therefore, Michael's got a big reputation, hasn't he? So, he gets the lockdown defender. So, you play Hawthorn, he gets Stratton hanging on to him pretty tightly all day. So, he gets that on a regular basis and typically he can work through it. But if we're not playing great footy, giving him good support and supply, it makes it difficult. So, there's no doubt you get more freedom in the midfield, you know. So... yeah, but he didn't voice that. He may look like it at times. He's a pretty fiery customer. I try not to upset him. He's pretty tough. So we're trying to accommodate his desires and needs.
Ross, what does a young side, you say, obviously back to Melbourne again where you had that victory a few weeks ago, what does a young side take from that and then obviously going back on the road again to the same place?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, except confidence comes from action. So look, we've won four out of our last five, so... and we've come up short against the quality of West Coast. So we're looking to improve. We've identified areas, particularly out of the first half, where we could have been better. So could be on the moon. I don't really care. We've been to Geelong and played a final when there hadn't been one played in 100 years. It's not something we dwell on or focus on. I understand it's a topic of discussion, but we're all about improving our football. And it's another opportunity to improve for a young group. It's an opportunity for the team and everyone to improve. That's our simple focus. And then from there, everything. If you get that right, if you improve your footy, the result takes care of itself.
You send Blakely to Dustin Martin, give him a chance to continue what he's been doing really well over the last month or so?
Yeah, look, we'll consider that. He can be a proactive midfielder and he gets a fair bit of ball anyway, so... I mean, Dustin's unique, he's explosive and powerful and spends a fair bit of time out of the goal square. That's something we'll look at. It's certainly an option, but gee whiz, Cochin's playing pretty good footy and Griggs in good shape. He was in the coaches' awards votes on the weekend. So, look, they're a formidable opposition. I've watched on the couch Friday night. They were pretty impressive. They fight to the end. Rewalt's a real spearhead for them. They're playing with a lot of belief and enthusiasm. So I think there might be 50 or 60 Mad Tiger thousand, hopefully 50 or 60, but probably 50 or 60,000 Tiger fans there. So it'll be a great experience for our young group, and hopefully Connor can play an important part in that.
Does the Dusty going forward change the matchup? Can you afford, can a midfielder go with him in the midfield and then go forward with him as well, or does that have to be a different player to stop him up forward?
Well, the question, can anyone go with Dusty? I don't know. Has anyone stopped him yet? So maybe you need to work off him. So look, when we have decided to lock down, Connor's gone and played full back a number of times. He's got better each time at it. So went forward to Bontempelli. He's 6'3". He took some marks on him, but I forget who else he's played on, but they went forward. You tend to put him to bed and move on. Can't keep looking backwards. So look, Dustin's a great player. We all acknowledge that. I think he's a restricted free agent, so he sits in the category of 5, you know. But yeah, we admire and respect Dusty.
So working off him, does that mean Fife is potential matchup? I think Lockie Neal said that yesterday.
Yeah, well, Lockie's a bit of a footyologist, so that could happen. Yeah, that'd be exciting for everybody.
You'd like to see that?
Me?
Dusty and Fife.
My wish list, I don't have one. I've got one, but I'll keep that under my hat. Oh, thanks. Look, since I've been, I've never spoken about finals. It's an aim for everybody. Take care of the process, which is improving your footy, winning games of football. You add them up at the end. But the journey we're on, we just want to improve our football. So, yeah, nothing really further to add to that.
When you said replumb, restump and rewire, I think it was.
Yeah. At this presser?
No, at this stage of the season.
Oh, okay, wins and losses.
Yeah,
I never predict. I never have. Because it's such a cutthroat competition. The theorists that sit there and get out and look at your draw and pencil in wins and losses, I mean, it's a very difficult task and it's fraught with danger. So then I'm worrying about results. I've never worried about results. What I've worried about is what you've got to do to get them. And that tends to stand you in pretty good stead. Do the work and give yourself the best chance. And it tends to go okay. But we need to keep working and doing the work and improving our footy, because we're off. Clearly there's some dominant teams in the competition. The Cats have been super, GWS, Adelaide. We're in that group that we've got to work really, really hard and improve our footy. But there's plenty of improvement in us. I think that's what I'm really enthusiastic about. And we identified some key principles that have been holding us back that we've delivered to the players, and we hope to improve, not hope, we aim to improve upon.
Are you able to share any of it?
Not particularly, yeah. Not. They're just subtle things at times, you know, just working together defensively. Working together. We got scored against a bit too easily on turnover, even though we didn't turn over a lot. There was a couple of clangers, but it was more, you know, the best teams work together really sharply and consistently to cover up those errors. And we've experienced really high standards of that. So we just spoke about things we can do to organise ourselves better. You know, sometimes it's just a simple, well, you're ball watching after an error. Don't worry about it. Get on and help us get organised. So sometimes it's really simple, but it can get overlooked. So that's the exciting bit out of the weekend.
What's different about them this year?
Richmond? Yeah, I haven't had a really good look at them because I watched them on the couch, but I need to look at behind the goals. I haven't watched them live, and well, they're a bit like us. They're winning, so that's a start. I don't know. They've got small forwards are really pivotal. They've got some exciting small forwards. I think they're the addition of Caddy, Presty, will he come back? So midfield, a few of their players have had a free run of injury, like Vlastuin, even though he got hurt on the weekend, he's back in. So sometimes it's a natural progression, and competing wallpapers over a lot of cracks, and they're competing fiercely. Yeah, just tuning the Channel 9 news. I think he'll be there spruiking himself. He's getting really close. It'll be in the next couple of weeks, I think. So Tomo will know. I couldn't tell you exactly. It's around 9, around 10. Well, depends how he... He's still got some strength improvements to do, but I think he'll do 50% today, full train, big session Friday, train next week, and then we'll be able to make some decisions. But as always, it's based on him continuing to progress. What do you think? He's been in every day, yeah. But he's fantastic. He's really supporting our young players and helping bring them on. Brady Gray and Harley Ballack is really buying in. And he's been the Hayden that we know and love. So he's been fantastic.
Do you go with the same ruck structure as last week, Ross, given how well Tanner
played? Yeah, he was really good. But we know Johnson can go in there, so... We'd like to do a bit of both, really, Johnson and Tabernard. But for whatever reason, last week we just kept it Tabernard and Sandlands. But Jono's, we'd like to get him through. He likes going through there, funnily enough, freed up. And so we'd like to adhere to that a little bit more than we did last week, yeah.
How do you view the value you're getting from Aaron and what he's able to do in the ruck? It worked really well.
Yeah, well, they're going to get picked off. I mean, yeah, ruck work's important, but it's not the be-all and end-all. But, yeah, he was really influential. We kicked 3 goals out of the middle. That was pretty good. I think they kicked 2 goals from stoppages or 3, 1 from the middle, and 2 out of their forward 50, you know. So, and that wasn't about ruck work. That got picked off, that one merit. But the rest, we scored pretty strongly out of the middle, 3 goals, and at our attacking mid were pretty good. So I think we're getting reasonable reward. We've been scoring, the opposition have been scoring, but last week we defended a little bit better. Yeah. So we can, it's always, we'd like to be more efficient and effective. But yeah, teams have strategies to make us scramble a bit, so that's okay. Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's disappointing for Michael, it's disappointing for us, but he's very focused and determined young man. He'll have a PCL reconstruction. I didn't read the statement because I don't need to. I think that's what I've adhered to. And he'll get he's really determined. It's frustrating. It puts some pressure on your list, there's no doubt about it. As a first-round pick from 4 years ago, I mean, you know, you really want those guys to come through, so he'll get there in the end. It's just going to take some time. You know, there's some challenges there, but yeah, he's got our full support, and he'll hook in and he'll do the work. So yeah, it's obviously a tough time.